The ceramic production in 1900. In 1930 there were 17 firms, and in 1938 there were about 750 workers. There were owners of great factories, like Alessandro Sbordini and Casimiro Marcantoni, trade unions like the Cooperative Society Valpeto or the Cooperative Society Toronto, as well as small artisan firms like the one owned by Bruno Becchetti and Antonio Coromussi. The birth of working societies represented a peculiar and active reaction of potters to after-war industrial crises. The Potters Cooperative was founded in 1906, while the Cooperative Valpeto was founded in 1921, thanks to a priest, Costantino de Santis, who employed ex-servicemen of First World War as potters. This associative model was a strategic resource, also between 1946 and 1955, during times of occupational crisis, when many factories closed. Unemployed potters founded societies, where every member had the same share. In this way a lot of factories like a Flaminia, Fassi and Simca were founded. In the first half of 20th century, the presence of working women was different in various fields of production. They worked in laboratories of artistic ceramic, mainly as decorators.